You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back, and Gary in Florida pledges 100. Thank you, Gary. Those numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And again, 888-281-1110, 888-677-9673. You know, the Clintons, with the Clinton Foundation, Jeffrey Epstein was with Bill Clinton. He was part of starting the Clinton Foundation and some horrible things. And we'll be talking more about that tomorrow. But go ahead. Let's go to Haiti with the gold.
In 2012, there was a discovery of gold in Haiti to the tune of $20 billion. That's worth about $30 billion of gold in today's terms. So, you know, whether this guy Barbecue is a front man for destabilization because the Clintons want to stay involved, is it just, you know, the man behind the curtain? I don't know what the situation is there now, but all I can tell you is that as long as there is gold in the ground in Haiti, this is going to continue, because whoever controls Haiti gets their fingers in the pie for the gold. And that's what it's all over.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Let's hear from Rad. Rad, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to touch on Haiti a little bit. A number of years ago, I was involved with an NGO based out of India that has a couple of campuses around the world, Kenya and Haiti. And so actually, I was heavily involved with things happening in Haiti when the proverbial hit the fan there. And I just want to give a little bit of the history, because I think that a lot of people are missing what the key element is in Haiti. In 2012, there was a discovery of gold in Haiti to the tune of $20 billion. That's worth about $30 billion of gold in today's terms. So in December 2012, a company called VCS got one of the first gold mining permits. There were two that were issued. Now, the thing about VCS is that they had a very special advisor. What was the name of the advisor? Tony Rodham. Let me say that again. Tony Rodham. Yes, it is the brother of Hillary Clinton. He is the advisor for the gold in Haiti. And that's when everything hit the fan. The Senate, the Haitian Senate, tried to block the gold mining permits because they saw it as an environmental disaster. Now, Alex already alluded to this earlier in the program when he was describing the island and the difference between the Dominican Republic and Haiti. Haiti has an environmental disaster. That's why we were there. We teach people permaculture, reforest. We're old school. We're not like Bill Gates cutting down trees and burying them. We taught people how to plant trees, raise their water tables, get food, get off the grid, get away from the fiat.
And by the way, ma'am, just interrupt you. Ma'am, just interrupt you. I'm going to let you continue on. Everything you're saying, we're pulling up Washington Times, New York Times, Washington Post. Everything you're saying, I remembered it, but you reminded me. Everything you're saying, we're putting on screen. Role of Hillary Clinton's brother in Haiti, gold mine raises eyebrows. The $20 billion found. Please continue.
Yes, absolutely. And so, you know, that's when everything started really hitting the fan, and we've seen nothing but absolute chaos in regard to, you know, who's in charge in Haiti. And that's why you're seeing these overthrows of government. Now, I haven't been so involved since I moved back to the US. I've been involved with other things, so I've kind of lost a little bit of the storyline. So, you know, whether this guy Barbecue is a front man for destabilization because the Clintons want to stay involved, is it just, you know, the man behind the curtain? I don't know what the situation is there now, but all I can tell you is that as long as there is gold in the ground in Haiti, this is going to continue, because whoever controls Haiti gets their fingers in the pie for the gold. And And that's what it's all over.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. That's why this is so amazing. It's all a resources grab. The IMF World Bank gets control of the Clinton Foundation. They get all the aid money. They cut off all the infrastructure, collapse it by design so that they can then come in and extract all the resources, just like in the Congo with the rare earth minerals. Incredible point. Thank you. How do people find you on X?
Rad underscore on X. I also do a weekly world news, and I cover as many countries as I can, 45 seconds a country for about half an hour. That's released every Sunday. So I try to hit maybe 40 or 50 countries, and I let people know what's going on.
So you are a real aid worker. You are a real aid worker. They're trying to teach them farming and to stop deforestation, and now you're sitting back watching the globalist Ray Patey.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I've been following, Alex, I've been listening to you for 20 years, and that's why I got into that stuff. Like I said, we're old school environmentalists, and part of that was about getting away from fiat, getting off the grid, getting self-sustainable. You know, I lived as a sovereign person for 10 years with no bank accounts or any. I got completely off the system. And so we taught people how to do that. And like, that's what people need to be doing again. People need to be.
Well, you're amazing. You're amazing. I'm going to tell my producers we should get you on as a guest.
Alrighty, we are back. We're going to play another clip too. You know, here, what has happened there in Atlanta with in Georgia, where the case against Trump. If you've listened to the fake news media, if you listen to Wretched Madcow and these others, Wretched Madcow. Oh, okay. What did I misspell?
Did you mispronounce her name on purpose?
But anyhow, there you go. They are talking about how this really means nothing, that they're going ahead. But take a listen to what Alex says about it, because Alex has figured it out. We'll be right back.
Several counts in Trump election interference case. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed six charges out of the 40 court indictments in the election interference case against former President Donald Trump and his co-defendants, including three of the counts against Trump. But they're the main counts of conspiracy, of racketeering, and said there is no proof. The judge went on to say that I was promised in the indictment that you had specific proof of conduct of organized crime, and that there is no evidence. They don't list witnesses. They don't list what they got. It's a lie. It's a giant stinking fraud.
While other networks lie to you about that show and share the link to
steamrolled Trump, but not in Georgia now. We've seen the New York cases and things where the Epstein cover-up judge said Trump didn't rape the woman, no evidence, but he can't say he's innocent, so he owes, you know, $80-something million or whatever. We got the real estate case where there is no jury. Trump asked for a jury, doesn't get a jury. You got Jack Smith, incredibly corrupt. But in Fannie Willis's case, her lying, her testifying, she didn't know her boyfriend for years after she did know him. It's been devastating. But the judge came out this morning. I'm sure most of you already know about it. And you should go read his ruling. He struck down the racketeering charges, some other charges, saying, you said you have specific total evidence in your indictment, that you have proof, and you have no proof. These are false charges. Now, we didn't need the judge to tell us that, but the point is that this is an extreme excoriation, a massive repudiation, and is a big, 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 bigly deal. Because it again, just like the Supreme Court ruling a few weeks ago, you've never indicted him for insurrection. He's not been convicted. How the hell does a court, the Supreme Court of Colorado and the clerk in Maine, not even a judge or jury, how do you say he's off the ballot? That is stealing an election up front by trying to not let you vote for a candidate. And now the Atlantic came out 2 weeks ago and said, when he wins, we're just going to decertify it. Well, Trump didn't try to decertify. He got his decertification ready and wanted an investigation. And for that, he's indicted. So, Georgia judge dismisses several counts in Trump election interference case. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed six charges out of the 40 court indictments in the election interference case against former President Donald Trump and his co-defendants, including three of the counts against Trump. But they're the main counts of conspiracy, of racketeering, and said there is no proof. The judge went on to say that I was promised in the indictment that you had specific proof of conduct of organized crime and that there is no evidence. However, the lack of detail concerning an essential legal element is the undersigned opinion fatal. So he says, there is no proof. They don't list witnesses. They don't list what they got. It's a lie. It's a giant stinking fraud. Breaking, Georgia judge dismisses several charges against Trump in bogus election interference case. No, he just cut the head off the case. That should be the headline. We'll talk more about this in the spaces. It is ultra, ultra, ultra massive information. Absolutely insane. Now, we already knew that. I follow that case closely. Robert Barnes worked in Georgia for Trump on it. They took transcripts and edited out where Trump said, well, they say they found all these votes, so we know it was fraud, so just add the votes and I win. And we say, so go investigate this. That's totally normal. As Trump said, perfectly done. He doesn't do everything perfectly. But that was perfectly done. That phone call was perfect with the governor and others. So we are in a very, very serious point right now because this, again, the Supreme Court ruling, the public opinion turning against it, this ruling, the judge in Florida saying, where's the evidence in the documents case? And by the way, a vice president can't have secret documents. A president can. So they don't charge Biden because they say he's senile. But then Trump has legal documents and they say he's guilty. So the wheels are coming off this thing. And look, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I am a political scientist, lay trained, and in the school of hard knocks. And I can tell you, we're entering the area of false flags and power outages and war because the globalists aren't going to give up. So make no mistake, they are dangerous, they are cornered, and everything they do, you know, Midas in the old Greek parable, legend, everything he touched turned to gold. Now, he couldn't touch his wife, couldn't touch his kids, couldn't touch food. It was horrible. It's a parable of, you know, don't just worship money. Don't make it number one in your life. But in this case, the Democrats in the deep state have the crap touch, the SH-T touch. Everything they do turns into a giant steaming bowl of BS. And they should think, wow, everything we do doesn't work. Everyone's turning against us. All the most popular talk show hosts hate the New World Order now. Maybe we should quit. But they all get up in their lawyer offices and their bureaucratic things, and they all sit there and feel invincible in their little suits and everything. And that's why they're not going to stop. The German general staff told Hitler a year and a half before, you're going to lose. He wouldn't listen.
All righty, we're back. And the numbers are... we have 45 minutes left tonight for you to call in. We need your help. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Constitutional expert rips feds for the stench of selective prosecution. This is out of World News Daily by Bob Unruh. There ain't nothing more powerful than the odor of mendacity. Long have there been charges that there are two tiers of justice in America, one for the leftists and liberals, and one for those conservatives. For example, the government's failure to charge Hillary Clinton after she posted national secrets on unsecured web server in her home. Others have gone to jail for far, far, far less. Jonathan Turley, the J.B. and Marie C. Shapiro, professor of public interest law in George Washington University, historically has discounted the idea that the identity of the suspect would determine the attacks by the feds. But, in an outline column explained, it has become harder to deny the existence of a two-track system of justice in the country, as commentators and even a few courts raise concerns over the role of politics in persecution and prosecutions. For many years, conservatives have objected that there is a two-tier system of justice in this country. I have long resisted such claims, but it has become increasingly difficult to deny anymore. The obvious selective prosecution is a variety of recent cases and opinions. For example, he noted that there's a recent scandal in Georgia where Democrat Fulton County, a DA Fannie Willis, was accused of financially benefiting from the fact that she hired at a cost to taxpayers of $700,000 her paramour to create an organized crime case against President Trump and others, then took exotic vacations with him as a part of their relationship. The paramour, Nathan Wade, now has been removed from the case, but Willis remains, citing the odor of mendacity referenced by play author Tennessee Williams in Cat in a Hot Tin Roof. Truly said, the order was particularly strong after the hearings indicated that Wade may have committed perjury in his earlier divorce case, and that both Willis and Wade were credibly accused of lying on the stand about when their relationship began. They are prosecuting defendants in Trump case accused of the same underlying conduct, including 19 individual cases of false statements and false filings or perjury. But there's more, he said. The odor is coming from multiple courtrooms around the country and is now becoming intolerable for many Americans as selective prosecution is being raised in a wide array of cases. He cited the strong evidence against President Trump having government documents at Mar-a-Lago. However, the recent decision of Special Counsel Robert Hur not to bring criminal charges against President Joe Biden has undermined even that case. Hur described four decades of Biden serially violating laws governing classified documents. The evidence included Biden telling a third party that he had classified material in his house and actually reading from a classified document to his non-cleared ghostwriter. There is evidence in an effort to destroy evidence and later an effort of the White House to change the report. Hur recommended against charging Biden because of his diminished capacities, but Special Counsel Jack Smith, running virtually the same charges against President Trump, a legitimate president of the United States, now is absurdly in conflict with the treatment Biden is receiving. And then in New York, lawmakers changed their own law to let Trump. They changed their own law to let Trump be sued over financial dealings in which no one lost any money at all, he said. The AG there, Letitia James, essentially campaigned on a pledge of selectively prosecuting Trump. Not to be left behind, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has also come up with an unprecedented way of using a state law to effectively prosecute Trump for a federal offense that the Justice Department has already rejected. Now, Turley noted, on the other side, the DOJ proposed a ridiculous plea bargain for Hunter Biden that would have allowed for no jail time and a sweeping immunity agreement. And Turley wrote in his, it's not just Trump. In California, U.S. District Court Judge Cormac J. Carney issued an opinion that found such evidence of selective prosecution against conservative groups in considering a far-right group, Carney noted that Justice Department has been sharply different approaches based on the political views of the defendants. Carney ruled such selective prosecution leaves the troubling impression that the government believes speech on the left more deserving of protection than speech on the right, something the Constitution forbids. Alrighty. The number is, we're under, this is Pledge Week, and we have approximately 40 minutes left. The number is 888-281-1110. Boy, it's been a while since we got a pledge, folks. We got to hear from you. Come on, help us. 216-901-0933. No, that's the wrong number. I give you the wrong number. You see now, I got depressed or something. Well, it's 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. All right, the phone lines are open. Boy, are they open. We got to hear from you. 888-281-1110. You're up, Joe.
I want to just read a little scripture. You know, you were talking about the Bible answer for every need. It has a section on giving, and right there it has 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 7. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth the cheerful giver. And one more, Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. God's kind of saying here that when you give, he will make sure that you can keep giving if you give with a cheerful heart for a good reason. And I just want to remind that he has said in Scripture, in Matthew chapter 10, that if you give to a ministry that's doing his work, doing things that bless him, praise him, you get to share in those blessings. So prayerfully consider being a partner with us, donating, and help keep us on the air. We're doing the work. We don't take an income, and we're strictly working in obedience to him. Your donations all go to pay the bills. No one profits at all except you, the listeners, by having the voice of Christian resistance out there. And, Pastor, going along with what you were just talking about, we know Donald Trump is in big trouble. He cannot get a bond. And people, well, especially like this, Ted Lieu, a Democrat congressman in California, criticizing him, you know, oh, he's lying because, you know, he's rich. How can he not pay the $464 million judgment? That means he's lying. How do I know? The math. Well, one of the people came to Trump's defense, Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban is a multimillionaire, billionaire, I don't know.
Yeah, but he has not been a friend of Trump.
He is not a Trump fan. Let's put it this way. He dislikes Trump. And he tells the congressman, you're wrong about his not being able to pay. Mark Cuban comes out and said, hey, right now in this, you know, the real estate market, nobody is going to be able to get that kind of money on their property. On commercial real estate, it isn't going to happen. There are only so many big bond companies, and they all said no, they won't. They want cash. They don't want a loan against properties. There's only certain properties that are making money. And right now, there's a lot of commercial. I've been telling you on the radio, there's going to be a commercial real estate crash this year, which is going to harm the economy big time. And Cuban came out and said, remember, we were in a zero interest, you know, situation. Nobody had money in the bank. People were putting their money in their businesses and property and other investments. And he said, you know, nobody has that kind of cash. None of the rich people have that kind of cash. And these bond companies are not going to lend on real estate. So Trump is in a bind, but, you know, he does have one big thing in his favor. There's this little thing, the Eighth Amendment out there, and he's trying to get them to reduce this bond to $100 million. He's got the cash to be able to do that. But when you look at this Eighth Amendment, it says, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Now, Letitia James is chomping at the bit. She wants to take Trump's, you know, five big real estate holdings in New York City, sell them at pennies on the dollar. She gets her money. Trump gets destroyed. The left is gleeful. Trump, you know, loses a fortune. He loses a lot of his jobs, his everything he built in his life. That falls under cruel and unusual punishment, is excessive bail. Why? Trump's not going anywhere. He's running for president. He can't grab his cash and run overseas and hide. They usually put up a bail to keep somebody from fleeing the country. They want to have him give up cash. And they, well, look at all the real estate Trump has. He's not going to leave America and leave billions and billions and hundreds of billions in real estate. So he does have this Eighth Amendment appeal, and hopefully they can get it to the Supreme Court. What they're trying to do is hurry up and get Trump and force him to sell these businesses at bargain basement prices, break him, and demoralize him. And if that happens, they figure they win. Trump loses. So this is how evil and wicked the left is. And folks, I want to remind you, if they can do this to Donald Trump, they can do it to you. If they do it to Trump, they're going to come after the other conservatives, because these people want to remain in power. They want one-party rule. They do not like freedom, independence. They do not like you mega people out there, you independent Christian conservatives. They would like to get rid of you, just like Hamas wants to get rid of Israel. If Trump loses, there is going to be a bloodbath, but it's going to be Christian conservatives against the liberal legal system. I'm warning you now.
All right. Well, first of all, there's a couple of things. One of the things that God's word in the Bible is very clear. Touch not my anointed. Touch not my anointed.
Right.
And obviously Donald Trump's got the Lord's anointed on him. He's anymore. He's starting and sometimes sound like a preacher. He's giving God the glory, praising the Lord more and more. And that you have a tendency to do that when you need to call upon him. He feels that because he's being attacked from all sides by the enemy, by the dark state. Now, this here, Letitia James, she was booed, but she came out to speak by all the firemen there.
New York City firefighters.
Right. People are leaving New York City at the rate of 200 a day. Now, in a week's time, that's 1,400. And in a month's time, that's over 5,000 people are leaving the city of D.C. And so here, and it's because in that courtroom, there were two real crooks. I mean, these are corrupt people, Engron and Letitia James. Those are the two real crooks, real corrupt crooks in that courtroom.
Exactly.
And so, anyhow.
Well, they betrayed their offices. They betrayed the people that voted to put them there or, you know, appointed them to their positions. They betrayed the Constitution. They betrayed the oath of office that they all took. And so liars, deceivers, and criminals.
All righty. 888. Folks, I gotta give this out. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. It looks like Lisa in Ohio pledges 100. Thank you, Lisa. We've got to keep hearing from you, folks. We've got 30 minutes left in tonight's program. We really need to hear you. Can we find anybody that would match my 1,000? Would anybody out there match my 1,000. Will anybody out there match Chaz? Chaz pledged 366. Folks, what about Lisa's 100? Can you match these? We definitely need to hear from you tonight. We only have,
Some states we haven't heard from. Some of the stations, there's a few stations. I don't think I've heard anything being pledged in those stations.
We've heard from Texas, Florida, Arizona, Massachusetts, and New York. Mostly, actually, from New York and Ohio. Here.
Yeah.
Guess what? The day of action. All right. There's a... what has happened, what is called the created equal. Mark Harrington, who's a good friend of mine, they're asking for folks to come out March 28th and March 29th. That's the 28th and 29th. And to Columbus, Ohio, the Day of Action is one of only programs in the country wherein you can get top-tier pro-life training, reinforcement hands by activism. All ages welcome to attend and participate. Mark is the guy, you know, Joe, that has that big Arbitron, that great big screen, and they take it all around and they show what abortion really is. They make these people on these college campuses, they make these young girls look at their sin.
Take a look.
This is what we're really talking means. About. And boy, I'm going to tell you, and they have all these young people that go with them, and good, clean young women. They have, Mark has a bunch of them. Real young ladies, and they go and they witness to these girls on these college campuses. And folks, they got to figure out that God's word, the Bible says abortion is murder. We'll be right back.
Remember me, you're taking all my money. Remember me, you gave my job away. Just a number who's white and straight and doesn't qualify for foreign aid. Remember me, I helped you get elected, but you haven't done one thing you said you'd do. Well, even though you'd rather not remember me, I'll remember you. Remember me, I served my country proudly. Remember me, I love the USA. Remember me, or am I just some bumpkin who you didn't think would notice the bounce checks and midnight raids? Remember me, I wrote you all those letters, thinking that you cared what I thought too. Well, even though you often just forget to remember, I'll remember you. I'll remember.
I'll remember.
In November.
In November.
As I step into the little booth, I'll remember.
Alrighty, you bet we will. You know, Joe, all of these Democrats that ran and got elected as Republicans, you know, they don't the in November when they're running for office, the Democrats don't even put up an opponent because they got their person in. And I'm just wondering how long it's going to take the people here in Ohio to figure this out, these Republicans. I don't know. You know, no place in the Beatitudes does it say blessed are the stupid.
And amen, you know, amen to that. There is nowhere.
I know. And so, and when you hear these people say, why didn't somebody tell me? I didn't know. Why didn't we? What do you think we do? 6 days a week, we're out there broadcasting. But anyhow, there you
go. The trouble is they don't always listen to the right news. Like right now, one of the big things that's happening, I got to tell this story.
Well, let me give the number out first,
quickly. Do the number.
First of all, Joyce in New Jersey pledges 35, and John in New York, 50. And 888, especially for credit cards, 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Go ahead.
The island state we know as Cuba, the lights are going out. There's no food. It's on the verge of total collapse.
Yeah, I know. It's horrible. It's horrible what's happening.
It's a communist state. It has been a mess for a long, long time. And the people are coming out. They are so scared. They are so hungry, so poor that they're risking, you know, the horrible police state, being locked up, shot, beaten, whatever. And, you know, the left is always bringing up Marxism. They're bringing up communist ideas, the same ideas that they implanted in Cuba. And they want to put those here in America, and yet here's a perfect example of this communist state collapsing. They cannot get fuel. They can't get food. They don't have milk to feed their children. The situation is horrible. But Miguel Diaz-Canel, who succeeded the Castro brothers, Raul, brother, I want to quote him. He warned, "The enemies of the revolution were attempting to take advantage of the situation." Now, this is the third leader of this communist state. It all started with Fidel Castro, and I can't remember when the revolution started, but it was a long time ago, right? 50-something years or longer?
Oh, yeah.
At least 50. Okay, so the revolution, wait a minute. A revolution means a change of government. Well, the revolution was over 50 years ago, and yet he keeps talking about the enemies of the revolution. What? There's a song called, you know, the song that never ends.
It was around almost 70 years ago, but go ahead.
Could be. So I want to call this the revolution that never ends. And they have this government, and people are finally coming out, running to the street. Diesel prices went up 400%. It's in one of the worst economic slumps since the fall of the Soviet Union. And one of the people there is talking about they have not been able to get their, they've had to import food all these years. They could grow it, but there's nothing successful. Business isn't there. Agriculture doesn't work in this failed state. And they wrote, "The crisis can't be fixed without fundamentally changing the country's centralized, state-controlled model where bureaucrats rule over every aspect of public life." That's exactly what Joe Biden and the Democrats are trying to do. They're trying to set up a government that controls every aspect of your life. They want you dependent on government. They want to take most of your money, give you a little back. They want to buy your vote, but they want to control you. They want to be the central power. And we are going to end up just like Cuba if we keep putting people like Joe Biden and all these far-left liberals in office, folks. We're going to just totally destroy this nation. We'll be just like Cuba, only a little bit
bigger. Well, Joe, they got to wake up. Look, we wouldn't have them if the elections were fair. if the elections were not rigged, they would not be there. They know they cannot win a fair election. Let me read an article here. Biden regime providing travel loans to illegals using nefarious UN migration scheme. Millions of Americans struggle to make ends meet. The Biden regime is busy handing out loans to illegal alien migrants all around the world so that they can travel to and enter the United States illegally. A program of the United Nations Migration Program, which works in partnership with the United States Refugee Admissions Program, the Biden regime is handing out U.S. taxpayer cash to illegal aliens at zero interest. Once in the U.S., these illegal aliens never have to pay back their loans. According to the program's website, the penalty and interest-free loans, which are not available to struggling American citizens, by the way, only require that the illegals sign a promissory note prior to leaving their homeland, promising to pay back the loan. Should they choose never to pay back the loans, there is no penalties attached. The IOM arranges travel for the refugees using funds furnished by the Department of State and is mandated to subsequently receive refugee repayment on behalf of the Department of State. The website states, though again, it is clearly stated on the same site that there are no penalties for non-payment. Repayments made are submitted to a revolving fund created between the Department of State and the IOM for use by the Bureau of Repopulation, Refugees, and Migrations to defray the cost of future refugee travel. There you go.
Well, not only is he doing that, but he gave $500 million for oil drilling. But, it was through the U.S. Export-Import Bank, and it went to the Middle East, to Bahrain. And so they're getting a $500 million loan guarantee for oil and gas development overseas in a country most people couldn't find on a map if they had to. Bahrain, do you know where it is, folks? Think about it. He's been handing out money. His whole budget is buying votes. He's giving money everywhere. If you look at his, what is it, 7 point, here it is, yeah, the budget, $1 billion budget, okay? And everything, when I was looking through this, he's trying to buy votes. He wants to give home buyers $400 a month so they can buy homes. He wants to give tax credits and money, you know, everything he's doing, to make a long story short, is buying votes. Even his entire budget is what? Spending money on green energy, giving different businesses money to do green energy that's not working, to build electric vehicles that they're stopping. In fact, all this money he's been spending, the CEO of Hertz is stepping down because what? They had to get rid of all their electric vehicles because nobody wanted to rent them. They were too expensive to maintain, to do the maintenance. Nobody wanted them. And you go company after company are stopping their EV production. In the meantime, jobs. Let's see. Oh, yes, here it is. Dollar Tree Store is shuttering 1,000 stores due to Bidenomics taking a toll. Another major store, 800 stores called Joann's, is a fabric and craft retailer, and it's filing for bankruptcy as customers, quote, pull back on spending due to harsh economic conditions. So economic conditions, businesses are failing. He's giving money overseas to foreign governments. He's spending money in places like it was water, and yet your economy is coming apart. And the more I think about this, it sounds kind of like an insane thing, Pastor Ernie, spending money we don't have.
Well, BNB pledges 400, and T pledges 25, and L pledges 20. Thank you, thank you. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We have 15 minutes left tonight. Will somebody out there please match my $1,000? Would somebody match my $1,000 offer? Joe, Western governments have declared open season on their white citizens. This is an article by the news editors. Normal heterosexual white people are losing the protection of the law in the Western world. It is happening in some countries faster than others. Although women in Sweden and Norway do not have the same recourse to the law when they're raped by immigrant invaders as if they have by raped by the Scandinavian white men. It is in Great Britain and U.S. where the protection by law are collapsing most rapidly. You know, can you believe that? The punishment is not as harsh in Sweden and Norway if they're raped by a Muslim as it is if they're or an immigrant, somebody, as it is for a white man. This is absolute. Those people have lost their minds. They've lost their minds.
Yeah. They've been sold these lies. What does the Bible say, you know? Bible say their minds have been, their eyes have been blinded, right? So
right.
They can't see the truth.
A recent example in Great Britain is the case of Sam Malaya. Sam, a white British citizen, made available stickers that read, "Reject white guilt. It's okay to be white. We will be a minority in our homeland by 2066. White lives matter. Stop anti-white rape gangs. Love your nation." The BBC prostitutes branded Malia a far-right activist. You know, I can't go ahead and write with some of this stuff here because they're referring to these judges ruled that the messages are corrosive in our society. These are anti-Christ communist judges. And let me tell you something here. You know, when the Lord Jesus said, "Woe unto you, lawyers, woe unto you, lawyers, woe unto you, Pharisees, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites," I'm going to tell you, the judicial has become so corrupt here in America, too. It's the stench of Antichrist in these courtrooms. It's getting worse and worse out there. But again, we knew this was coming. These are the days that the Bible speaks very clearly of. But God has raised us up for such a time as this. He's raised us up for this time. And folks out there listening, you have to understand, here's a real wake-up. The very fact that God's Word, the Bible, is clear. The vast majority of people in the world today are going to end up in hell. That's right, folks. The vast majority of people in this world are going to end up in hell. Hell is forever. It's a place of torment. You say, "Well, I choose not to believe that." Well, that's not going to change things a bit. You're still going to end up there whether you believe it or not, okay? But here's the point. I mean, look, you know, there is absolutely no chance, absolutely zero zip chance, okay, that you're not going to become a believer. You'll become a believer either in hell or in heaven, but you'll become a believer. Now, if I were you, I recommend going to heaven is much better than going to hell. Okay, and there's only one way to get there. Joe, you've got 4 minutes to tell them how they can get to heaven and they can avoid that burning, burning, burning lake of fire. Tell them what they have to do.
Well, one thing I'm going to tell them first, you and I won't be here. There's an old hymn called "When the Roll is Called Up Yonder," and it starts out, "When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there." A lot of other good verses I don't have time for, but the point is, those of us that are born again, when we're called, we'll be gone. We're going. We know where we're going. How do we know? We've been born again. We've had the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Our hearts have been changed. Our minds have been changed. And that's what God wants of all of you out there. He wants no one to go to hell. He wants all to be saved. He wants all of you to repent of your sins, turn to Him, accept His marvelous, wonderful offer of love and salvation. And even in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy, He said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, He said, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. And probably the most famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, the law did that, but that the world through Him, through Jesus, might be saved. Being saved is not a difficult thing. Scripture tells us that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, then you will be saved. Because with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We know Jesus said real simply, and except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So what do you have to do to be born again? It's simple. You go to the Father, and you confess to the Father that you are a sinner. Your sins are what put His Son on that cross, and that you're sorry for your sins, those that put His Son through that horrible death on the cross. And ask to be forgiven for that, that you're horribly sorry, that you want to turn from your ways. You want to change your life. You'll be forgiven, and then you can turn to the Lord Jesus and ask Him to come into your life to be Lord of your life. You want to become that new born-again believer. You want to become a child of the kingdom. And Jesus will bring you in to the kingdom. He will give you the down payment on your eternal life. That's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. You will become the temple of the living God. You will have a personal relationship with God Himself. Jesus said, I am in the Father in me. And then He said, and I am in you. You then don't have a religion. You have a personal relationship with the Creator of the universe, the Savior, the Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us. He is now personally with you. And you will become that joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life.
Amen, Joe. Thanks
you. Son or daughter of God.
Thank you, Joe, for that. All right. Daily Michigan, pledges 25. Gina in Burbank, 75. Doug in New Jersey, 200. Andre in Illinois, 500. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're coming up to that time that we get to every night. When we say God bless, and folks out there, God will bless you if you call upon Him, if you ask Him. And now it's time to say good night.
Good night.
And always. Ready? Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.